Yeah.
Okay.
Now they hear all sorts of.
They are recording again.
Okay. Yesterday we discussed a shita of the Mishnah Brura, which is a very fascinating chiddush that he is mechadesh. Mishnah Brura actually cites Yerushalmi, which happens to be a din of Shulchan Aruch. This is a well-known halacha, namely that if a person is davening with a minyan and then the minyan disappears. So now the question is, what can I do? So the halacha is I'm allowed to complete that inyan. I can, the tefillah is divided into sectors, into segments, into inyanim. I'm allowed to complete that inyan, but then I can't go beyond that. That's the psak of the Yerushalmi, based on the Gemara Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it over here in Bi Halacha. Now comes the Mishnah Berurah and extends that to these halachas of someone who's nitzrach l'nekavav. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the din, which he calls Hischil Beheter, once I began that section with permission, so the din is I can continue, whether it's the Pesuk of the Zimra, Til Baruchum, and then Birchas Kriyashma, and then Shemoneh Esrei. Each section is considered to be individualized, tailor-made, as it were. So that's called the Halacha of Hischil Beheter. So yesterday we read the Bi Halacha, who has a, if you look on the, in Siman Tzadik Beis, the Rav Maslow, Yamid Atzma, Sheikmar, that Bi Halacha we read, and he quotes the Ram, and the Yerushalmi, that each Kolelu, Kolechot Inyam Bifnei Atzmo, in Hischil Mehem Basar, V'yotzim Mitzasan, Kaimelon de Gomrin. You have to complete that Inyam. The Mishnah Berurah then went on and extended this and discuss the context of, let's say, someone's in the middle of a shir, and suddenly he has to go ahead and relieve himself, and he has to use the facilities. What's called the gemar? What's called the end of that inyan? When it comes to a shir, when it comes to a Talmud Torah. So, but that's the position of Mishnah Berurah. So we mentioned yesterday that this is really a tremendous chiddush, because there's no makor with reference to nitzrach l'nekavav that one can extrapolate from there, from that halacha of the Yerushalmi Megillah to this issue of Nitzach L'Nekavav. So I mentioned Shulchan Aruch HaRav is holding on this. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav over here, he says, no, he writes the halacha that, again, we spoke about three levels of Mashia Nekavav. The most significant level, of course, is where a person literally has to go. That's Baal Tzishaksu D'Araisa. Then there are two levels beneath that, the middle level, the intermediate level, where a person is not able to L'Hamin Esatzma Al-Parsa. So there the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch is very machmir regarding tefillah. And the first level of the Hamad Asma Parsa, the Chatchila, one should not daven. But b'diavad, the davening is considered to be acceptable. The Gabi Drom Shemikdusha, that's a machloket. Says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in terms of this heter, that the Mishnah Berurah extrapolated from Hischa the heter with reference to davening, and he writes the following. He says, Hamashes Nekovov, Ove B'divrei Sofer. You're violating the Din Rabban, he's talking about the first two levels. Ach, lo heminu divrayim b'makom kvod abrios, v'chein b'mkom hefsek tefillah, hafilu b'yemtza b'chaz kriyashma. So essentially he takes the position that you're allowed to go ahead and complete the davening, you don't have to go ahead and do it in sections, and this is a very significant heter, a very significant kula, that the Shulchan Aruch HaRav here writes la'alocha. And the question is how we paskin. So generally speaking, we don't accept position of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, but the position of the Mishnah Berurah is the one that it seems to be the one that was accepted by Kol Yisrael. The question is, as I said, on what basis does the Shulchan Aruch HaRav assume that you cannot extrapolate from that din that the Mishnah Berurah says that Dava Pashut, the Ram, the name of Yerushalmi, the fact that we divide the field into different segments and sectors, and yet somehow the Shulchan Aruch HaRav feels it's not relevant over here. So the Chura, the Svara, Hapshuta, would say that yesh l'chalai between these two areas, between these two dinim. One din is based on Dvarim Shebikdusha, that I'm talking about davening. So in davening, we see that there are differentiations, there are distinctions between different sectors, different parts of tefillah. There are chilukim. So the Zimra is a segment by itself, and we know the halachas regarding being mafsik, so the Zimra, the other halachas regarding the mafsik in Kriyat Shema, these are Mishnayis, in Brachas, the Radinim regarding Shemoneh Esrei. So we see that regarding Dvarim Shebikdusha, there's a makom l'chalai between different segments of tefillah. Masha'en kein, the din of Asiyas Tzrochim, the Pashim Pshat, that is not at all connected, as I said, to the din of Dvarim Shebikdusha. It's essentially that Dvarim Shebikdusha, Once you began this chalek, so then there are 10 people there. So let's say the Kaddish that you're going to say after Shemoneh Esrei is going on the Shemoneh Esrei, the Chatzi Kaddish, which actually is masik between the Shemoneh Esrei and the Mevavel Tzion, or the Kaddish Sholem that said with Tiskabel after Mevavel Tzion is going on the section that preceded it. So each sector, each segment is divided, is differentiated from the previous section. That's the Gavi Dvar Shabbat Kedusha. But here, the issue is an issue of essentially of someone is Nitzvach on the cover. Now the question is, should he be Matriach himself to go ahead and be Masik wherever he is? So it seems that there's two separate dinim, two separate areas of halacha, and never the twain shall meet. They're not really connected. And yet, as I said, halacha l'maisa, there's no question that the Mishnah Berurah is the way that we paskin. However, the Shas Hatzchak, or let's say a person somehow feels that he can continue, we're not talking about the third level again, that would be Asim in HaTorah, Baal Tishaksu. That's the Isa Daraisa of Baal Tishaksu. You have to stop exactly in your tracks, and that's the din, and the way he puts it, again, the Shavadach HaRav, and many Achronim write that language. When they define the third level, they say the following. This is his Lashon. Be'inyon she'im lo hoya man bin atzma b'korach, u'magbir korach ha'machzik al korach ha'docheh. There's a struggle going on. It's in the ability of a person to restrain himself, to restrain that urge, to control that urge, to go, to relieve himself, and the koach, which is essentially a bodily koach, a physiological koach, that's compelling the individual to go ahead and use the facility. So there's a struggle, a titanic struggle between these two. So as long as a person is able to be machzik, the koach machzik is able to overcome the koach adoche, that's pushing him. So the halacha is that the first two levels, you're not over on the Issa Daraisa about the Shaksa. The moment that the other side prevails, namely the Koach HaMachzik is no longer able to function, the Koach HaDoche takes over, that's when there's Issa about the Shaksa. That's what the Shulchan calls here in this language in Tzadik Beis, that we mentioned the language of a person who is has such a strong element, such a strong force that's compelling him to go. Namely, Misabe, so that's what in the Madrega about the Shaksu, and then the halacha is, if you can't, the Koach HaMachzik is not able to withstand the Koach HaDochek, so then that's the Madrega about the Shaksu, and that's the din, that's what the Mechaber says over there in the earlier simon that we began with, namely, Hamashin and Kovav, the Gemara and Makas, over Mishabal to Shaksu. After that level is the level that I saw, so there is a Machlokas here, as I said. Certainly, if a person wants to continue, you have the Shulchan Aruch to rely on. But generally speaking, we pass it like the Mishnah Berurah regarding this halacha. I'll just mention that I saw that what should a person do in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei? So again, as I indicated, that according to the Mishnah Berurah, if one reaches a level of Atzma Shaksu, you have to stop in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei on the spot. And you have to go ahead and begin and use the facilities. But there are a number of shitas what to do in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. One position, which is the position of the Mishnah Berurah, Sheyatzar v'yafsid. You literally should stop in your tracks. The question is, what do you do now when you come back? That's a discussion in Bi'alocha, maybe I'll get to that, but never. But one position is Yatzar v'yafsid. A second position is that, how can you be mafsik? You're standing in the presence of the king. Even though there are heterim mentioned by the poskim to be mafsik in Shemoneh Esrei, and we think, we refer to them a number of times already a while ago. Namely, let's say a young child is crying, a baby is crying, and you try your best to shush the baby, you're not successful. And the baby is at a distance from you. The halacha is that you're allowed to go over to the baby and pick up the baby in order to quiet the baby, even if you're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Well, let's say a person is davening and thinks he knows the Shemoneh Esrei by heart, and he realizes that he doesn't know the Shemoneh Esrei by heart, and he needs a sitter. He can go to the Aron HaSvarim and get a sitter. That's considered to be a tzorech, which warrants you being masik, middle Shemoneh Esrei. But here the question is, regarding this Nitzvach L'Nekova, what should I do? So either you stop in your tracks, or you, as I said, you can't be masik because you're only from the Amelach. The third possibility is, if you wish, you can be masik. The Shavur is mashma, as I said, that if you came to Baal Tishaksu, you're mechuy lafsik. Then you have no choice. If you're at the third level, the level of the Raisa, you're over Baal Tishaksu, then you have no choice. You have to be masik, and you go Lassi Yastroch. Now, I just want to mention, I saw a very fascinating comment in the Stiglitz at Hatzag Rocha in his Sefer Kavanah D'Igarta. Very often he says a person thinks that he has to use the facility, he has to use the washroom, and often that machshava alone will precipitate his using the washroom. He has a whole Arichas, he speaks about a chazen, about a shiach tzibur, who had a problem, that every time he went to daven for the Amrit, he thought, now I have to use the facility. Even a kind of, I would say, a psychological issue in some respects, that's how he defines it, the stipler. So the stipler asks, where did this hagdasha come from? Where did this feeling, where does it emanate from? So the answer is, because he has a pachad about the shaktu. Sometimes a person can be a big Yerei Shamayim. He's worried that maybe I'm holding by the third level of Baal Teshaktsu. But this Shriat Tzibur had this on an ongoing basis. He was a Shriat Tzibur Kavua. And on an ongoing basis, he had this fear, this pachad of Baal Teshaktsu. So this is the Teva HaDvarim, that when a person has a machshava, then maybe I have to use a facility. So then suddenly that machshava physiologically is translated into how his body actually reacts and the like. So he writes over there the following. He says, "Echtov l'chol yidia chashuva me'od." I wrote it down that I'm going to share with you a very important insight. And he quotes the name of the Eshel Avram, the Muchacha Rav, one of the Gedolei Achronim, often quoted in Shulchan Aruch, that kol hargosha she'asiyas rochem, any kind of hargosha that a person has for asiyas rochem, overes ayidei hesach hadas, that if you divert your attention, we saw this actually in Mr. Brewer earlier, if you remember, that if you divert your attention from this, you don't have this machshava, then he says you'll no longer be nitzrach l'nekavav. So he says that, in effect, by virtue of the fact that you are able to masiach das, to divert your attention from the machshava, the hargosha of nitzrach l'nekavav will also pass. It's an evanescent, transient kind of hashgacha, and therefore ubevale roi l'chaladim l'snai kacha. That the cycle says everyone should be knowing like the Eshel Avram, the Muchacha Rav, who gives this suggestion. That if, in the case of the Shriat Tzibur, it was an ongoing one, but even every one of us. So it's the type of feeling, if we think of something else, it would go away. It's not called Nitzach, let it cover. So I looked into this a bit further. I wanted to see exactly how the Achronim deal with this issue. I saw they quote the name of the Munkacher, the Amorim Munkach, Mekor Achayim. So apparently I didn't see it, so I don't have that sefer. But he also discusses, he writes the following. Quoting his lashon that I saw cited in one of the Yisroel of the Achronim, "Bnei Adam, shemachmirim b'dimyonot v'chumrot." They have these dimyonot. They have these fantasio. They translate it to English. Fantasies. They have these not real situations, but it's almost completely conjured up in their mindset. So he writes over there that. What are they doing? Hishchisu gufam es nishmasam. Shaydei said, nismai davadosam avodas Hashem. And he quotes actually the Munkacha, quotes from the sons, the Admorami sons, that there's no need for a person to use the facilities. What is the shir's man? How often do you have to use the facilities? Approximately every 3 hours. That's this man that a person should begin concerned about the issue of using facilities. So they give you practical etzes, halacha lemaaseh. And before 3 hours, there's no need to go, no need to use a facility. It's very interesting that anyone who goes more than that shear, unless there's a particular problem, habi rak dimyones, he calls it simply fantasiot. These are fantasies, these are machshavas that have no basis, no foundation in reality, unless there's a problem, as I said. And
unless the person drinks a lot of water.
Okay, that's something else. That's what I call the sefer halacha. Drinks a lot of water, of course, you're going to have use facilities, but assuming that you are eating and drinking regularly without excessive drinking, etc., then it's all dimyones. And then he writes, "Vayidei shechosh b'dimyones b'meli yitzach yisrael l'nekava al yidei sheyachshov shani lo yichashesh lo dimyones elu lo yitzach l'nekava." So that's the way to avoid it. That's what the Achronim suggests. That the way to avoid it. That and the truth is that hesach hadas unquestionably is definitely a factor in this matter. And it's possible for a person to do Masiyach Das, and once you use the Shia that I mentioned earlier, whether it's 3 hours or so, and that's sufficient. And you see that Hakol Tzolim B'Mashova, and there's no need actually, sometimes people seem to have Tzrochim that are not real Tzrochim, and this in general is probably a very significant psychological Eitza in life, not just for this, but I can give you many other examples that sometimes people are preoccupied with different types of what they consider to be significant issues, psychological issues, but not really serious psychological issues, but people, there are different types of sensitivities that people have to different sensibilities, and Some people, these things can really overtake them and overcome them and take over their lives. And you have to somehow find a way to masiyach das. Psychologists actually indicate this already, and this is one way of somehow dealing with the issue. Okay, so now going back to the shir, which is the shir of Parsa, I just want to show you another Mishnah Berurah here in the Bi'alocha. He basically asked the question, where did Chazal come up with this shir? At the end of the day, the fact of the matter is, the Gemara says a number of times in Shas, Shirurin Chatzitzin Machitzin Halachna Vashemi Sinai. Chazal had a Kabbalah, they had a Masorah regarding this shir, and you have to accept that Masorah that Chazal had. But the Mishnah Berurah himself, in the Bi'alocha, discusses this. You look on page, in Simitari Beis, the Mechaber mentions this in the Sif Al of Shir Parsa. He tells you if it can be omeid, Shir Parsa, but the Evid, the Yotze Tfilah, the Chachilah, of course, you should not daven till you are building yourself. But he writes over there, I'll read the Lashon Mishnah Berurah, Shir Parsa. You see that in the Bi'alocha? The Masla Shir Parsa. So he writes over here the following. I, Mishnah Berurah, this we already asked a few days ago. Why did the Mechaber mention 72 minutes? In general, in Chazal, you don't find Shiurim that are mentioned of time, but you find primarily always distance, that seems to be, and then we translate it in terms of time. If you stay put, if you are transfixed, rooted in one spot, then you'll be able to somehow maintain yourself. Now we assume that walking, and obviously when a person engages in activity, in strenuous activity, frenetic activity, they'll bring it on. What's the marker for parsa? He quotes a very fascinating chiddush of the chayodim. The chayodim, Rabbi Ram Danzig suggests, the Shiru Chazal, the Yemen Yochel Abanatzma Shir Zeh, Bevadai Kranepa Chamachel Bemei of Litzoa. The body has already, is working and doing its biological processes. As a result, the food has already been transformed into Tzoa. Uchsiv, Bechol Kravai Hashem Kotcho. So, Kravai refers to that which is my innards, and you're approaching Hashem Yisbarach. This is part of the tefillah we say on Shabbos morning. So therefore, the Chayyadim suggests, and this is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes and from Achronim, L'kach tzorch lachzor l'ispalel, and that's the reason why we have to go ahead and daven. So Mishnah Berurah asks many kashas on this Chayyadim. He writes, Lo nehira, L'fi dvar, ma yaseh, m'chumas ha-rashma, d'sobah, d'afilu l'ktanim, b'di'evetz, l'asa to'eva. The Rashma happens to hold that even for ktanim, the tefillah is unacceptable, the tefillah is abominable. What does that have to do with Chol Kravai Hashem Kotcho? We assume Kravai refers to Gdolin and not Tanim. Furthermore, the Ode, Imkain, Imshir, Batsma, Shavala, Alsa, Shir, Pasa, Gavar, Rizbalo, let's say a person assumes that I'm able to weather the amount of time it takes to finish what I have to finish, and Shir, Pasa, and then the person davened anyway, Yacha, Tfila, take a Hola, Masa, Tzorcha, and then davening right away, not just birds, but you get also Shavuot, planes, helicopters, drones. Anyway, so after davening, you went ahead and relieved yourself. It's batel hatfila mishum zeh. So the Mishnah Berurah said, well, because of that, but it was inside and it was ready, but you decided to continue your davening. So that's why the tefillah should be negated, should be repudiated. Below shamanu le'echav sheyiz barkei. You never heard of such aloha. So Mishnah Berurah has difficulty with this chayyada. But I went looking actually, he quotes a number of svarim, the Mishnah Berurah, the Olas Tamid, the Bach, the Prishah, so they suggest the following pshat. The Mishnah writes in Brachos, they're all familiar with. The Mishnah says, Chasinim HaRishonim, HaYishonim, Shoya Achas, Kedem HaTfilah, 1 hour, they daven, and Shoya Achas HaTfilah. 9 hours a day, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. An hour of preparation, an hour post, Shachris, post Mincha, post Ma'ariv, and obviously an hour devoted to the tefillah itself. So now, basically, the davening itself was 1 hour. So they quote from the Sefer Mogen Giborim of Rabbi Yisrael Shaul Natanson, one of the great Gdoli Achronim, that he asked on that Mishnah, what, we're all Chassidim HaRishonim? The Gemara speaks about Chassidim HaRishonim. They didn't have to work long hours. They worked a few hours or a short period of time, and the Gemara said their Malacha was the subject of Hashem's bracha, and therefore they were able to survive, to have panasa, So Chazal wanted to be koveya or shir that even if a person davens the tefillah, which is most ideal, the tefillah of Chassidim HaRishonim, which was 1 hour, that one should not have a problem. So what do you see? So you see that since the tefillah of Chassidim HaRishonim took 1 hour, there's a bit of hachona before, and there's hachona after, and the post tefillah. So Be'erach, how much, what is that amount of time? Near the Zman of Mashiach Pasa, near the Zman of 72 minutes. That's what they want to be derived from that Mishnah, that where the Mashiach Pasa come from. Because the truth is, both and equally, the Mashiach Pasa comes from Allah, as I mentioned earlier. Remember, they're trying to somehow find some Makar. So this is the Makar that they bring, the Shah, the 1 hour that Chassidim HaRishonim used to daven, and we assume they daven with Papa Kavana, they have called Chassidim HaRishonim, and that's the Makar for the Mashiach Pasa. There's a person cannot, as the Mechaber says here, and Sali Bey said, well, can't be mavin himself at Parso, then the halacha is he should go and make sure he releases himself, go to the facility in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and the like, especially, as I said, he comes to the Badrega about the Shatsu, and I saw the Meiri in the Sugi and Brachas, Daflav Gimel, so I, his Lashon is, Sorek lehishtadel letayer atzmo shalayavu deituma. He's talking about Asiyah Srochit. Well, the Chatzchilo should try to make sure that he's in order before he goes to Davin Shenemar, he can likras Elokecha Yisrael. So therefore, that's the, as I said, this there's a lot of discussion regarding the Shia Parsa, whether the Shia Parsa is based on the whole Rabbi Shem Koshel, the Chayyadu suggests, or the way these other Achonim suggest, it's based on the Mishnah of Chassidim HaRishonim, of Shoachas, which is approximately in the area of 60 to 72 minutes. And therefore, this is the Shia that the Shomar quotes the Alaha, regarding this Achonim Kava, that's the criteria that one should follow. Okay. And tomorrow we'll a bit more on this topic, and this Hashem will hopefully imagine whatever we missed on the topic.